Thank you very much, Dr. Dan. We're going to go ahead and get right into the music since we are a little bit late starting with our live performance. So right now we have the Electric Blankets live in Studio 2A. Take it away, guys.
One, two, three. Hello, everyone out there. We are the Electric Blankets. On drums, Steven Yanez-Romo. On bass, Todd Hodges. On guitar, Eric, the E-Rock, Bo Sweater, and myself, Raul. Okay, that was us live.
Next song.
Yep. Let me get a little spitz of that water. Oh, we'll do the next song.
Yeah, let's do the next song. We'll rehydrate later.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio, and we are live in Studio 2A with a real live band, The Electric Blankets. Thank you guys for being here tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome. Well, I know you kind of did it at the very beginning, but music was playing. Go ahead and introduce yourselves again around.
Well, on drums, we have Steven Yanis Romo.
Yeah, I don't think the drummer went. That's okay.
Okay, I'm going to introduce the drummer and then everybody else. On drums, we've got Steven Romo.
My name is Taj Roy. I'm on bass guitar.
Eric Bornman, guitar.
And myself, Raul Michelle, on vocals and craziness.
Hi, Mom!
Well, you guys are a brand new band. How many months have you guys been together for?
Say about 4 solid months. Okay. Me and Eric started writing songs about a year ago, and
my mic's on now.
Me and Eric, the guitar player, started writing about songs, and I'm Raul, by the way, about a year ago, and never really fully realized the whole thing about up until about 5 months ago.
Okay, so how did you guys get together? How did you decide to come together and start writing songs? Just kind of happened.
Let's see. Me and Raul worked together for a long time, and we just talked about, I don't know, I guess he had his acoustic guitar and I started playing something, and that's kind of how it happened.
Actually, it's a funny story how me and Eric met. We met about 3 years ago. We actually were trying to woo the same girl, and ended up neither of us being with the girl, but we ended up becoming best friends. And
so it was a win-win.
Oh. So it was a win-win, yeah. It was a win-win.
Not for the girl, but at least for you two.
It's a lose-lose for her.
It's lose-lose. Yeah, it's a double lose for her. And I just had this itch. He'd been in bands for a very long time, and I knew that I had some melodies in my head, and I just kind of wanted to work with someone that could kind of, you know, work them out with me. And
that's how it all started. I started recording melodies, and then I would throw the melodies to him, and then he'd write some, you know, riffs and back and forth. The next thing you know, we got a couple of good songs, and I think Taj was coming up to us and was like,
"Hey, I started stalking Eric and Raul. I mean, I've known them for a long time because I'm a regular plush. But when I heard they were starting a band, I started stalking them and pestering them. When are you guys gonna start the band? You need a bassist. You want
to play? Sending them gifts in the mail and
little love packages.
And Eric and I have played in a different band together, and they kind of approached me collectively, like they had a few songs written, and they asked me as a last member of the band to join, and it actually took me a very long time to actually join the band.
They had that was like the longest wooing process of the whole thing.
But it was worth it.
They were like, "Hey, come have some kilt lifters with me," and then I'm at a practice space playing Electric Blankets music.
So speaking of the writing and recording, where are you guys in that process? You have a few songs on your Facebook page, right? Okay.
Yeah, we record ourselves. We have a couple demos we did with one mic for the drums and turned out
with a considerable amount
decent.
Of help from Justin Miller.
Justin Miller, definitely.
We have a lot of really good connections, a lot of really good friends, a lot of talented people downtown that are willing to kind of go out of the way to help us out. And we got very lucky in that sense that, like, you know, getting our first gig at Congress about, what, 4 months ago, 3 months ago.
Yeah. Club Crawl a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah it was a Club Crawl. Which was,
except for the fog show. Machine in your face.
That was hilarious. What are you talking about?
There was a fog machine. I've heard about that.
A fog machine? Blue cheese?
Which, by the way, went over very well. We were one of the opening slots, and so we thought there was nobody going to be there. And nobody was there for the beginning of it, except for friends and family members. And into our second song, there was just a huge crowd.
A lot of people.
Jumping around and going crazy. So, that was extremely, extremely
good.
And Andrew Brown was there, and he's here right now.
Yes. We do. By the way, you guys can't see us.
Videographer at large.
There's a
Andrew
dude.
Brown.
There's a dude here with a camera doing video shooting.
And there's sleds everywhere.
There's like those little dish toboggans all over the wall.
Just the sound room, yes. So speaking of the album, so when are you guys planning on releasing that then? Is there a date for it?
We don't actually have an album planned out.
Okay.
We're a very unconventional band, just because it's been very fast and very. I don't want to say we're not very ambitious, because we are. It's just that we've gotten other ideas, other things thrown at us, like Andrew's idea of shooting video for us before we even have a record released or a single released. And why not? Let's do it. You know. So we decided to go with that. And when the time for the album or the single comes, then we will take it upon ourselves to go ahead and do it. And
cool.
If Justin Miller is available.
All right, well, why don't we go ahead and go back into some music here. You guys have, I guess we can probably fit four songs into this middle section, then we'll come back and talk.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Again,
thanks,
if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. And my name's Laura. I am live in Studio 2A with the Electric Blankets.
Tried not too hard. With all your money problems, you're playing songs on the radio, you're drinking before 9:50.
Inside jokes.
Tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. My name is Laura. I am live in Studio 2A with the Electric Blankets.
Hi, Laura.
I've always wanted to say what you just said. That sounds awesome.
Oh, well, thank you very
You're
much.
Listening to KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio.
You just said it. There you go.
Thank you. Yeah, all right.
Well, I feel like a drum set should explode after that song or something, like straight out of The Who.
Yeah, well, you know.
Or my appendix. Or something.
That was awesome. I have to tell the radio listeners. I hope it's definitely high energy, but it looks high energy in here too. Most people just come in here and play, and I'm definitely getting a performance here with dancing and jumping.
We would not do you wrong, Laura.
Thank you very much.
I mean, we're a band, and there's one girl watching us.
I suppose that makes sense.
My girlfriend's gonna be so mad at me.
So,
you're the one that said it, man.
I know.
So I know that most of you come from other bands here in Tucson. All of you play for other bands, right?
Except for Raul.
Except for me. I come from Mexico.
Okay. So the bands that you've previously played with, how is the sound different or similar to what you've been playing in Tucson before?
Well, for me, I came to Tucson in 2002, and I started playing with this guy, Mike DeSico, in a band called Musica Obscura, and that was like electronica, like kind of trip hop, or I don't know, dark electronic stuff. So I've played in a lot of different bands. The other band that I play
in. The same Bonnaroo, man.
Right. The other band I play in is called the Provocative Whites, and we're definitely more straightforward rock and roll. Our songs are a little bit more artistic, not quite so just straightforward as the Electric Blankets. Mm. So I like this because
artistic.
It's just fun and straightforward and dancey.
So what you're saying is that we're just kind of a throwaway band.
Pretty much.
It's kind of like your party band, and then this is the more artistic output is on the
When I'm bored,
Whites.
I rock with these guys.
Well, speaking of dancing, do you find that, I mean, when you guys do perform live, do you get a lot of dancers?
Well, yeah. That's always been my goal. I've always wanted to be in a band that makes people dance, like in a rock band that people want to go out and actually dance to.
We played at the Red Room, and there was actually a gentleman dancing with a pint
with a bowl
of
tater
water
tots.
And a bowl of tater tots balanced atop this pint of water, and he was dancing around and didn't drop it. Everybody's looking at him like.
And I think he was a Crip.
<I think. laughs> He really liked us. So.
He loved us.
He was sort of a cholo.
But this band, Eric and I play for the Ghost of 505, and that's we're actually playing on Congress on Friday night for the Nightmare on Congress Street at 9 p.m. That band is very very traditional Americana pop rock, like very much like a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and it's really awesome music, and this band is completely different. This band's a lot faster and just more. This band's more whiskey, and the other band's just. I love the other band. It's great. Like it's so different. I don't know if Eric wants to help me out.
This is a more kind of stripped down version of music than I've played before, and I like that.
I think we
do that on purpose.
Somebody called our music giddy rock. Somebody called our music
less distortion, and you know, well.
Well, somebody called our music giddy rock. Which
I don't know what that means.
It's kind of like the Smiths at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, the Smiths at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, we are the Smiths at Chuck E. Cheese. That's the best one.
When you guys came together, were you hoping for this sound, or did it just kind of evolve as you guys started playing together?
We had ideas. We wanted to do something a little more raw,
but now
as far as the style, like the feel and the beat of each song, they all just kind of evolved.
Yeah, we're really still figuring out who we are as a band. We've only really written a handful of songs, so with each song it we're actually becoming something else, I think. So we're just
how does the writing process work for you? Does someone, you know, does the lyrics and the music kind of happen collaboratively, or do you?
That's all Eric and Raul, pretty much.
Todd
helps with a lot of the chord progressions and stuff in the songs that we've written since he's joined the band.
I mean, the actual beginning, like the little baby, as you call it, it grows from me and Eric throwing ideas at each other, and then like solidifying them, and then eventually, you know, something.
Actually, Raul comes to me a lot of times with a melody without anything, and then I just kind of pick out the key, pick out the notes, and we solidify it more after that. But a lot of times it starts with just the melody out of his head.
I'm a bartender. I walk home really late from work. I bartend on the avenue, and so as I'm walking, I sing melodies in my head, and actually that's where it all starts. At 4 in the morning, walking home.
Nice.
Hopefully not getting mugged. Again,
it's like your thrumple, man. They gotta find
for a toy top. By the way, I actually did get mugged for it. Now they took my
for
backpack
a thrumple and tamarindo,
and all there was in my backpack was a toy top, which is a thrumple, which is a little Mexican toy you wind up in.
And he had a few pogs, but
it actually it made for
it was very exciting robbery for that person.
A little bit of chamoy in there too.
Well, so when you guys, I'm speaking of live performances here because I'm very excited by this live performance in the studio. But when are you guys playing live again? When's your next show?
We're
or
not.
Is it not?
Oh well, right.
This is actually the last time
we're doing the cover up, aren't we?
Yeah, we have the cover up booked for sure on the Thursday night. I'm not sure what date.
We're not allowed to say who we're doing, right?
No.
But yeah.
I almost told the world who we're doing.
Spilled the beans.
As far as other shows too, where can people find you?
Facebook.
On Fourth Avenue drinking.
Or on Fourth Avenue drinking.
One of the variety of bars.
Exactly.
They work at.
Facebook.
Yeah, if you. Facebook.com/TheElectricBlankets.
Hopefully.
I think so.
If not, if you just search it.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Search for The Electric Blankets on Facebook. And we post everything up there. We're pretty good about that.
And like Laura said, there's songs there too.
So. Yeah, there's a couple songs of the demos, the do-it-yourself demos we did.
And a video coming up soon.
And Amazing Life.
Yeah,
by
actually,
Andrew
the
Emery
next
Brown.
Song that we're going to play in a second is Andrew Brown, our good friend and filmographer, is making a little video for us. So, yeah, that should be out soon in the next couple months.
Very cool.
We'll put that up online as well.
Okay, great.
We'll let you know, Laura.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we have about 10 minutes left, so we should probably finish up right at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Or actually, no, I'm sorry. We should actually finish up about 5 to 10. Okay. So we have about 10, a little less than 10 minutes.
One more?
Do one more?
Okay.
Two more?
Yeah, let's just end with that.
You want to end with the Spanish song?
Yeah, but let's do the...
Okay. All right, you are listening to 91.3 KXCI. This is live in Studio 2A on Locals Only with the Electric Blankets. We have one more song or two more songs?
Maybe two.
Okay, as long as we can finish up five till, we're good.
We can do two. We can do two.
All right, thanks for tuning in.
Thanks.
Wake up! It's afternoon, put your boots on. It's getting late, let them go home. Wake up, I can hear myself thinking, tonight and tomorrow we're drinking, tomorrow we'll wake up just fine. I can go, I want to show, the memories can be quite clean, tomorrow night, tomorrow we'll wake up alright.
This next song is in Spanish. Raul's a little out of breath. He was pounding on a drum in here. I think he...
I broke my boot, actually. All right.
We gotta go.
Okay.
Sabes que no tengo amor por lo que haces con mi alma. Sé lo que no quiero, sé lo que no quiero. Hasta con el amanecer, desnudo resbalo de tu piel. Te abandonaré, no regresaré. Si sabes que no tengo razón por lo que haces con mi alma. Sé lo que no quiero, no sé lo que no quiero. Hasta con el amanecer.
Te abandono.